Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Gone till November.
You want to trade?
Ooh. What do we have?
We got some breaking news here. Pertaining to?
Well, by the way, I'm so happy that Hurley is in the control room because this is probably one of Hop's stupid sirens.
Oh, no.
Oh, come back in, boss.
What do we got?
Come back in.
It's basketball.
Okay.
It's an extension.
Hold on. Bridges.
No.
Okay.
Huh? Tibbs.
Oh, interesting. Wow, Tom Thibodeau. Attaboy, Tommy.
What is it? What are the details?
3-year contract extension. I'll take him to 2027-28.
He has earned it. You said 3 years. I stepped on that. My bad. 3 years.
Yeah.
Okay, as I thought. 3 years. Outstanding. Changed the culture. His team loves him. It's a perfect fit. I know he's unique, and I know that not everybody wants to play for him, but the guys who play here and play for him want to play for him, and that's all that matters. Love it.
You know what's funny, BT? I didn't even think about Tibbs' contract because I just knew he's not going anywhere, but it's nice to have it solidified. And again, the Knicks putting everything in order, getting everything in line. This is going to be their team. Now, obviously, there might be a change or two over the course of the next few years, but this is it. They're going to take their run at a championship. This is their head coach. We all knew that, but now it's just confirmed. This is going to be their star player with Jalen Brunson and Josh Hart and Bridges and so on. We'll figure out the other stuff with Randall and how they make that work or who the backup center is going to be, whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
But all the pieces are in place, locked up, no question marks. What was his contract? He was up at the end of the year?
Yeah.
So this was going to be his lame duck year?
I believe so.
Yeah, okay. So
I mean, we were at that point, yeah.
Right, but nobody ever thought, like, they're not going to make a change. These guys love Tibbs. He's the leader of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, unlike Robert Saleh, who needs Aaron Rodgers to coach his players, Tibbs doesn't need a player to be the coach. He's the man. Even with stars on the team, he's the man. Saleh should take a lesson. Matter of fact, the Jets should hire Tibbs. The Jets should go hire Tibbs to give him some lessons, have Robert Saleh learn how to be a real head coach. No, Tibbs.
I'll tell you, you just shoot those strays at Saleh any chance you can, huh? Any chance you get. We're talking about Tom Thibodeau, and he's decking Robert Saleh, which I don't have a problem with it, but it's funny how you reach for that card.
Saleh seems like a nice guy. Hey, look, I'm available to text if you'd like. I mean, it wouldn't be the first time. You might be able to learn something from me.
Can you remember? I mean, just remember what went down with Beningo. Just remember that circus.
Come on.
And then Joe reads it all on the air. What'd you think was going to happen, coach?
Right.
But anyway, Tom Thibodeau. You know what I love about Tom Thibodeau as well? And listen, Pat Riley, when he was here, was amazing. Mm-hmm. Same with Parcells. But the mercenaries, jumper, like Tom Thibodeau wants to coach the Knicks. I can't prove this, but I believe this, as much as any NBA coach wants to coach any other team.
Right.
He loves the Knicks.
I've always wanted.
And that's why we love him.
Yes, that's exactly right. I've always wanted Van Gundy back.
Yeah, no, I love Van Gundy too.
But what better way as opposed to Van Gundy, a Van Gundy disciple?
I hear you.
He's the younger, you know, different person, but the same way we went from Riley to Van Gundy, it's Van Gundy to Tibbs. I know there was a bunch of guys in between, but for me, this is the best thing that the Knicks could have done, and maybe even better than bringing Van Gundy back himself. I don't know if it would have worked the same
way. That's interesting. You mean, you know, like Jeff Hornacek or Derek Fisher
Fisdale? Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Name them all. Even D'Antoni.
D'Antoni was good.
Yeah, but He was good.
Mike Woodson was pretty good for a year, too.
Yeah, but they're not.
They're not Tom Thibodeau.
Well, they're also not. Like, Riley, to me, was the guy. Van Gundy, a Riley disciple who became the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Tibbs is a connection to that.
Yes.
A Van Gundy disciple that has become the guy. All the other guys, some of them were good coaches, sure. But for the New York Knicks, for a team that, I know we always reference the 90s, but that was the last time they were good with some sustained success. So I'm chasing that, and Tibbs has connections to that. So anything with 90s Knicks ties, I'm all for it, especially with Van Gundy. And I do, as much as I wanted Van Gundy back, I think Tibbs was the best man for the job, and I think he's proven that.
He's truly earned it. I mean, there. I guess whatever you get, you earn, literally. But, I mean, this was so broken, and it was broken by so many people, from ownership to management to GMs to coaches to team presidents to failed draft picks to sloppy free agent signings, mismanagements of the caps. I mean, asset allocation, awful in terms of giving picks away. Mm. I mean, it's not like you came here and the Knicks were like, you know, they went from a 50-win team to a 43-win team, and he just needed a little bit of a different voice. The Knicks were an absolute train wreck circus. And for this man to restore respect and pride in the one team that unifies this city, I'm happy for Tom Thibodeau. And the Knicks are, I'm going to use a word. I know we got to break that. I'm going to give you a word that I really never thought would ever apply to the Knicks again. Stability.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Right.
Stable.
Yeah, that's the type of move that was today by Tibbs. So good job by the Knicks.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.